again.
Well, he...
This is the Russ Belville Show. Now, here's your host, Radical Russ Belville.
Back to the fun. Just reminding you, if you are a business owner out there and you'd like to help sponsor Radically Progressive Talk Radio, give me an email at radicalruss@gmail.com. We're looking for sponsors for the show. We're going to keep this thing rolling on the air as long as we can. Hey, going back to more of our school stories here, just wanted to get to this story about the tasering incident down there at the University of Florida. You've probably already seen the video a few times and heard about this story. The reaction from the right wing, of course, is completely predictable.
I'd like to say that my sense of humor has evolved past the point to where I don't enjoy watching someone get tasered. I'd like to say that, but I can't. To me, taser videos are a little like potato chips. I just can't watch just one.
Yeah, that's Glenn Beck on CNN's Headline News talking about how he just loves seeing the taser videos. They're so much fun. They're so funny. Nothing quite as funny as sending 50,000 volts through someone's body. That's hilarious.
Don't taste me, bro!
Ha ha ha! Funny. That's so funny. Ha ha ha. Man, how this Glenn Beck ended up with a show, that's just beyond me. But, yeah, and then, of course, followed up on this, you got Bill O'Reilly. Bill O'Reilly, of course, you know, showed that video on his show, and this is Bill O'Reilly's response.
Now, I've been tasered for a story, and all I can say is he is the biggest wimp in the United States of America.
The biggest wimp? What? Take your 50,000 volts like a man. Come on. You know, these tasers kill people, okay? Tasers kill. If you've got a heart arrhythmia, you've got some sort of, if your system isn't, really healthy, those tasers can kill you. And, of course, severe injury. I mean, they hurt. I've been tased, not from, crime or anything, but I've got relatives and friends who are police. And so I was a smartass and thought, let's just see what it's like and won't do that again. and then, of course, Billo, falafel boy, loofah boy, he's going to jump on the bandwagon and make a buck off it.
Anyone buying anything on BillO'Reilly.com will receive a Don't Tase Me Bro bumper sticker.
There's their compassionate conservatism for you. So, yeah, the Don't Tase Me Bro bumper sticker from BillO'Reilly.com. This is just sick. You know, when they came out with these tasers, the whole idea behind it was that let's give police a less than lethal method for dealing with people. And it was going to bring down the shootings. There'd be less shootings because they could use this less than lethal force. Well, it hasn't, right? There's still just as many shootings as there always have been. Now we just have an extra class of people who've been tasered. So that's, major problem here. Let's go to your opinions here. We got Chuck in Beaverton, Oregon on the line. Chuck, welcome to the Russ Belville Show.
You know, I think that guy, what he should have done is asked his one or two questions to Senator Kerry and then let someone else speak. I think, he wouldn't leave when they asked him to. He was hogging the microphone. And it's,
okay, hold on a second. Now, hold on a second, Chuck. I agree with you there. He was a little obnoxious. Absolutely. He was hogging the microphone. But there was six cops on him, and they could easily have, they were restraining him. He was down on the ground. They could have hauled him out of the building. There was no need to tase the guy.
Let me ask you, what should they have done? Put him in a chokehold or something?
What did they do before the taser was invented?
No, I'm asking you.
Okay, I think you got six people. Look, I used to work. Hold on just a second here. I used to work in a mental health facility, and when we worked in that mental health facility, we'd have people who are also paranoias and schizophrenics and very violent sometimes in their manias. And we were trained that one of us would grab an arm, another one would grab another arm. Each person would call a limb. One person would grab the head, and then the five of us could haul them out of wherever the situation was. You're telling me six cops couldn't haul out one 21 year old man?
I wasn't there to actually see those details, but I did see that they were attempting to carry him back towards the back of that room, and evidently something else happened back then. And I've heard comments of what people said, that he was flailing with his arms and hitting them.
He was on the ground. They pulled him. He did try to pull away from the police when they tried to grab him. They took him to the back of the room, and he was still trying to resist. He didn't want to be hauled out. They pulled him down on the ground. They had a knee in his back. They had a woman in front of him with you know, pushing his head down. He was completely immobilized, still resisting, not wanting to get handcuffed. They started to come out with the taser thing, and he said, well, don't taser me. If you just let me up, I'll get out. And then they went ahead and tasered him. I just cannot believe that police cannot subdue someone without sending 50,000 volts from. How did they ever deal with all the protesters in the 60s who were a little less, you know, a little bit obnoxious themselves? I mean, I think this taser thing has gone crazy. Thanks for your opinion. I appreciate that. I got a break I got to get to. We'll be right back.
You're tuned to the Russ Belville Show, AM 620 KPOJ and 620KPOJ.com. This is the Russ Belville Show, the winner of America's search for the next great progressive talk radio star. Now, here's your host, Radical Russ Belville.
As usual, 5 hours worth of stuff to talk about, 2 hours worth of show. It's so frustrating sometimes. I had this whole thing I wanted to go over with the Republicans and the Democrats. You know, we had these Democrats elected in 2006 to make a change. I remember, you know, Nancy Pelosi telling me that there was not going to be any more blank check.
The day of the blank check for the president in the war is over.
And yet, 9 months later, we're still in the war. So I had a whole thing on that. I'm going to have to save that for the next show. Let's just run out the clock here with the last couple of words here on these subjects we've been talking about. As far as tasering goes, if the suspect doesn't have a weapon, there's no need to be tasering him. I mean, if the guy had a knife or a gun or a club or a machete, whatever, I can see the need for tasering to, you know, help protect the public and to protect the police. But this kid at the University of Florida, he was just, you know, an obnoxious, you know, college student trying to ask some questions, and he was already subdued. There was no reason to be tasering him. And now, of course, all the tasering videos are coming out. There's one I saw in the news the other night from Ohio where a drunk woman in handcuffs being multiply tasered, repeatedly tasered by the cop there. You know, she falls and smacks her head on the side of the car. You know, I think a lot of these cops are just getting lazy, just getting a little, they're little cowards here that are going to use a taser rather than, you know, the old fashioned way of subduing, you know, through holds and proper martial arts tactics and such. It's just ridiculous. The tasers, we need to really, really pull back on the use of those tasers. I did want to do a follow-up on a story that I covered last week. This was on the Emmys, the Emmy Award broadcast that came out. And last week I talked to you about how Kathy Griffin got censored at the Emmys. The comedian Kathy Griffin, she was making a joke about how all the artists get up and thank Jesus for their award. And she said, Jesus had nothing to do with my award, so suck it, Jesus, is what she said, right? And so that got cut from the Emmys. Here's the other thing that got cut from the Emmy Awards. This was on the Fox News, or not Fox, but the Fox Channel broadcast the Emmys. And this is what she said.
And let's face it, if the mothers ruled the world, there would be no...
So what had happened there is she said, if mothers ruled the world, there'd be no GD war, you know, the deity God and the type of things that beavers build are dams, right? So she said there would be no GD war. They had to censor that, despite the fact on numerous occasions on the Fox network, I have heard the GD words put together many, 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 many times. But if it's criticizing the war, well, we can't have that. We got to censor it. So, what kind of country are we turning into? Also, following up on Kathy Griffin, after she had said that line, a Christian theater in Tennessee spent $90,000 on a full-page ad condemning Kathy Griffin. I wonder how many sick children or poor people $90,000 could have helped. What would Jesus do? Yeah. So that's the Russ Belville Show for today. Again, 2 hours when we needed five. If you'd like to get me some more time, get on the email, call your brothers, get on the phone, call your friends, get on the satellite, call your sisters. Let's see if we can get us some more time on the show. I'm Russ Belville. Talk to you later.